disguise. It's a shame where the truth like a disguise.
See you are the one. slip on from me, honey. I let you walk on by. I refuse the love you have for me. I refuse the love and let it die.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Things like your Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said, it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Time when you won't know me. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you every.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Love me.
igniter in the middle of the high school hall. The kids have had enough. The classes have all been destroyed. A black flag is flying from the top of the head officer's wall. And no commands been written all over the raised blackboard. They say, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. Their own style. They wanna show you how to build bombs. Teachers are so out of it. They keep us with guitars and smoking joints. I'm talking out on the playground. Just leaders making blowjobs to the door. The school is under control of the anarchist party of the young. They said, I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn. I don't wanna.
A song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home. That way I could have you when the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation at the Five and Dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint, and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along the winding coast, you best know it's your good fortune, cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe it's all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, cause the West has left me breathless. I set out to write you a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I leave you with a chapter, a map, and a rapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone. Thank you.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Like a young pretender, beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender, 'cause I still remember.